This is New Orleans Public Radio, and time for the Coastal News Roundup. This week, an update on two stories. The giant reservoir of acidic wastewater threatening to spill in St. James Parish, and the invasive plant choking up Bayou St. John in New Orleans. NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune reporter, Sarah Sneath, tells WWNO's Travis Lux about the latest with those stories. Plus, Pope Francis's climatologist pays a visit to the state.
Hey, Sarah.
Hello.
A few weeks ago, news broke that millions of gallons of acidic wastewater were at risk of spilling from this industrial site in St. James Parish. It's from a company called Mosaic, which makes agricultural fertilizer at the plant, and this wastewater is just one of the byproducts. At the time, there was about 700 million gallons of this acidic water in the reservoir, which is about 1,000 Olympic-sized pools. What's happened in the last couple of weeks since the company announced that this was at risk of spilling everywhere?
Well, state and federal agencies have been asking the plant for more information about how they plan to keep the acidic wastewater contained on the site. And just a side note that the wastewater has a pH of 2, which is capable of killing fish. The plant has informed these agencies that it's plugged culverts on its side, it built a berm, and could use lime to make the wastewater less acidic.
So essentially they're building things to contain it if it spills, and they're trying to change the acidity of the water if it spills.
Right.
And is there any feeling about whether it'll break? Are we closer to knowing the answer to that question?
I don't know that we really are, but I was able to find out this information through documents that are going back and forth between the federal agencies and the plant. And I think the precautions that the plant is taking show that the situation is very serious. And the fact that the state and federal agencies are asking so many details means that they're taking it pretty seriously, too.
Mm-hmm. You've also got an update this week on a plant growing in Bayou St. John. It's been floating up and down the bayou for a few weeks now, and it's been identified as an invasive plant called giant salvinia. What's the latest on the effort to clean it up?
Yeah, about 35 volunteers came out last Saturday to remove the plant with fish nets and rakes. So a lot of it has been removed already, but there still is some left to be removed. And the Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries says they're going to come out and spray some herbicide on some of the plant that's between the lake and Robert E. Lee Boulevard. Mm-hmm. But they say it's unlikely that this plant would ever be eradicated from the bayou completely because of just how quickly it can spread. And they're asking for volunteers to come out again this weekend to do that.
Let's move on to the Catholic Church. Interesting story this week. The Pope's climatologist was in New Orleans to speak to Catholic students. The current Pope, of course, is Pope Francis, and he's actually been pretty outspoken over the years on climate issues. He wrote a big encyclical a few years ago saying humans have contributed to climate change and that they have a moral obligation to combat it. That's something that I knew, but I did not know that the Pope had his own climatologist. So my first question to you is, why does the Pope have his own climatologist?
Yeah, that was my first question for Father Eduardo, who is the Pope's climatologist. Okay. He's from Argentina. In addition to being a priest, he's also an atmospheric scientist. And here's what he had to say.
Because the care for environment, for the care for nature requires to see the state of the planet, and the tools of science provide the best way to see.
So Eduardo framed the church's role in addressing climate change in terms of caring for the planet, which he considers to be a gift from God. And he also believes that it's a matter of social justice.
Sarah Sneath is an environment reporter at NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune. Thanks as always, Sarah.
Thank you so much.
Support for the Coastal Desk comes from the Walton Family Foundation, the Greater New Orleans Foundation, the Foundation for Louisiana, and local listeners.